Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Commercial ranchers and cattlemen, pay close attention. This is an opportunity to acquire top registered Black Angus bulls and cows at very reasonable prices. November 11th at 5 p.m., Capital Angus is having its annual bull and production sale. You can call ranch manager Tyler Duvall for details at 903-316-6225. Capital Angus will be selling Black Angus bulls, and you don't want to miss this sale. These bulls even come with a one-year warranty and free delivery. All bulls are fertility tested and they're ready to go to work. These bulls' traits offer great calving ease. The calves get here easy and they grow off heavy. Some pregnant heifers will also be available. All sale information is available at CapitalAngus.com. That's CapitalAngus.com. And don't miss the pre-sale dinner on Friday, November 10th at 5:30. Aaron and Tyler Duvall invite you to their ranch in White House, Texas, November 11th at 5 p.m. to bid on some of the best cattle in the business. Reach Tyler Duvall directly at 903-316-6225. CapitalAngus.com.
Well, the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, or the WASD report, was released yesterday. I sat down with Rich Nelson at Allendale to talk about the big takeaways from this month's report.
You know, we did see some moderate changes for today's discussion on the grain side here. We did see USDA, in this case, lower corn and soybean yield numbers just a little bit here. Corn down from 173.8 to 173 across the nation. Soybean yields down from 50.1, now 49.6. So light declines there. As far as the corn stock numbers, the general story is still in place, though, for a large supply story. 2.2 billion bushels last month, now 2.1. In terms of the soybean discussion, we did see these stock numbers left unchanged at 220 million bushels. So still, until we get the whole export story recognized, still a tight-looking stock discussion for U.S. soybeans. As far as the wheat side of things here, we did see USDA incorporate those larger production numbers from that small grain summary report at the end of September. And we did see ending stocks raise from 615 to now 670 million bushels.
Stocks still looking tight then?
You know, for the most part, the story for corn is large stocks. But for right now, we have the Argentine drought, which is holding prices artificially higher for right now, which is still positive. Soybeans, these are tight stock numbers, apparently. Keep in mind, these export sales on the U.S. side are still a bit of concern. So whether they last at these tight levels is a good question. Wheat numbers, these are still very tight stocks from a U.S. Basis as well as a world basis. No doubt about that.
To see all the crop production numbers and the WASD report online, and to hear my complete conversation with Rich Nelson at Allendale, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, outside of the WASD, crop production numbers were also released this week. For the U.S., all cotton production is forecast at 12.8 million or 480-pound bales, down 2% from the previous forecast and 11% from last year. In Oklahoma, cotton production forecast around 270,480-pound bales, up 3.8% from that September forecast, and then down 11% from last year. Based on conditions, as of October 1, yields are expected to average about 418 pounds per harvested acre, up 15 pounds from the previous forecast, and down 216 pounds from last year. For 2023, it's estimated that Oklahoma will harvest 310,000 acres of cotton, up 34.7% from 2022. You've got farm news on Ron. As a livestock producer, you want to make sure you're always protecting your investments and your bottom line. Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, might be for you. Clay Bertram at Ag Risk and Apache tells us more.
The key things about LRP is, number one, you don't have to sell your cattle. Number two, it's not a morbidity policy. And number three, it gives you that peace of mind to sleep at night.
To speak with the folks at Ag Risk Management and Insurance at Apache, call 580-588-5099. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.